Where here is Paul in his letter to the Hebrews, writing about all those heroes from the Old Testament. We remember a lot of their stories from Sunday school. You know, it was fascinating for me to go back and read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, as an adult, because I figured out that some of those stories were kind of sanitized in Sunday school. They were a lot gorier when I read the original version. They were a lot harder. They were a lot more difficult to hear, the struggles that the people had to go through. People like Samson, who in his strength was awesome and yet lost his strength because he was unfaithful, but gained it back through faith. Amen. So here's Paul speaking of the faith of all of these Old Testament heroes from the Hebrew Scriptures to the Hebrew people, saying all of them were counted faithful, but the reward hasn't been delivered yet. Because the reward comes through Jesus Christ. That belief that we have in Jesus Christ is what makes us heroes, too. See, we understand that the hero isn't just the guy who's 6'10" and plays the best basketball ever. It's the little guy who goes out there and has the faith to try, in spite of the fact that he's not nearly as tall as the biggest guys. The heroes aren't just the dads who are the number one dads, but the number 2 and 10 and 30 dads who are there trying to be there for their kids, stepping out on faith to do what they can and find that in their faith they can do more. Over and over again, we see in the scripture, shepherd boys chosen to be king, chosen to go up against giants, people who would not be expected to be heroes in this world by our worldly examples of size or strength or beauty, but through their faith were capable of doing miraculous things, wondrous things. Sometimes I ask my clients in my counseling, whose hero do you want to be? So try and get them to begin to look at themselves and say, how can I be more than just that person who has messed up his life? How can I be a mom when I have messed up my opportunity to be with my kids for the last 2, 5, 10 years? How can I be better than I can be if it's just me? And it's in that belief in a higher power, it's in that belief in God, it's in that belief of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that comes with His sacrifice, the washing away of our sins with the blood of Christ cleanses us so that we can be somebody's hero. We can be an overcomer. We can be victorious, we can be a good example, a good role model, a good parent. And each of us is called in our own way to run our own race, not anybody else's race, but our own race, against the powers and principalities, the temptations, the struggles, the pain, the suffering that comes from living in this world. And every once in a while, somebody comes along and sends us a message, well done, O good and faithful servant. Had somebody tell me this week, you don't know how many lives you've touched. You don't know how you've touched people's lives. And you know, I really needed to hear that. I was having one of those rough weeks where I just felt like I was running in peanut butter and nothing was going anywhere. You feel like that sometimes? For me, that's a good sign that I'm trying to do it my way, myself, for my reasons. And the reason nothing's going anywhere is because I'm not listening to His direction. I'm not using His power. I'm not doing His work. I'm doing my own stuff.
Amen.
Amen. when we feel like we can't get anywhere, when we can't do anything right, when nobody cares, nobody matters, nothing's working, it's probably because somehow we have disconnected ourselves from that power that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. Moses had faith to lead the people, but he had doubts about his own ability. It was only when God says, "I will put the words into your mouth," that he was able to speak for God. All of those heroes, if we look at their stories carefully, had doubts about whether they could do the things they were called to do. It was only when they had faith that they were able to accomplish those things. We all have doubts in our ability to do the things that we are called to do. We are human. We are people. We are not perfect. We are missing pieces, it seems, sometimes. But those missing pieces are the places where God fits. That emptiness, that hole in our hearts, that hole in our lives, is the place where Jesus Christ seeks to fill us with His Holy Spirit. And when He does, we don't just become complete, we become more than we could be without Him. We become the heroes of those other people in our lives. It is the faith that makes us great, not our own abilities. It is the faith that makes us powerful, not just ourselves. Having faith in God allows us to be the firemen running into the burning building when everybody else is running out. The people who commit their lives to helping other people when everyone else seems to just be helping themselves. To be the dads who go out of their way to make sure their kids have what they need in spite of the suffering or the difficulty that it may cause them. To be the parents who try and raise their kids in faith in spite of the many temptations to do other things on Sunday morning. Thank you all for being here. Examples of faith. There were other things you could do. There were other places you could have been. There are even other speakers that you could listen to that probably do a better job than I do. But you wanted to be here. You wanted to be part of this, our little church in the country. Because you have faith that in this community, we have that love for each other that is a reflection of the love that God has for us. And we all need to be reminded at least once a week, probably 10 or 15 or 20 times a week, that when we live by faith, other people are touched by that faith. And we too get to be heroes of our own story in our own lives.